Om Shanti. And thanks very much for that lovely introduction. Many things I didn't know what I all am, but fair enough. So today I talk a bit about healing planet Earth and the power of our thoughts. And we all know we are very crucial, living in very interesting times, a very high-speed transformation. And I was just in December, I was at the UN Climate Conference in Dubai, and it was very interesting. I just give you a very short wrap-up what's going on there and the very latest on science, because that's very important also for BKs. This is a picture which shows a little bit what is going on and why the weather is so upside down in the world. Science has identified all these major weather systems and biospheres also, and the big ice masses called cryosphere, which are controlling our weather. And they identified about 12 tipping points in climate. And they say 8 of these tipping points are moving. That means here the jet streams, which are circulating around planet Earth, they have changed the speed and also the direction. And they're controlling everything which is below, high pressure system, low pressure system. That's why in summer we have suddenly 4 weeks of drought. Or last week in Spain we had 30 degree plus in the middle of winter. And in 150 weather stations, the all-time temperature record has been broken by more than 10 degrees. So it's abnormal warm, 30 degrees in the middle of winter. That's never happened before. And Barcelona just announced, Catalonia just announced water emergency, because in 3 years hardly rain. So all the dams are empty. And there's no more water. So that's why, because these jet streams are changing, and that's the precipitation. And these are the big systems. The blue is the ice fields, the cryosphere. So Arctis and Antarctis and the glaciers are melting high speed. But also here, methane is being released and the permafrost is thawing. And a lot of methane is in the permafrost, and methane is a very powerful climate gas. It's also contributing to the global warming. We have in red the circulation system, and Indian summer monsoon and African summer monsoon is already changing rapidly. And last year in India, record spring, very hot, very dry, and India has stopped export of rice and wheat because the harvest in India was not good, and it's not getting much better. Just that you get an idea. So food production is already, global food production is already in decline. It's already happening. This is why the food prices globally are going up, because of that. And in green, we have biosphere, Amazon, rainforest, and here also the forests in Canada and Siberia and the reefs. And all these systems are also changing now. And they are all controlling our weather and are interconnected. And these tipping points are moving now. And right now, as per the latest science, we are heading for 3 degrees global warming. This is the simulations by supercomputers all over the world. They have the emissions of carbon emissions, the plans, how many more coal-based power plants are being built, and so on. So we're heading for 3 degrees. So we're heading really for a disastrous time. And some effects of this climate change are rising temperatures, more storms, more and worse forest fires, animal extinction all over the world. Then heat also affects the human health. Cramps, exhaustion, heat stroke, illnesses are on the rise, more and worse droughts, rising sea levels, and also economic losses. And quite a lot of our economic losses we're seeing globally is already due to climate change. And so humanity is facing a real tsunami of events rolling up. So we had the very little wave was the COVID-19. The next one is the global recession. The next one, the green one, is climate change. But the big one is the loss of biodiversity. It means our bees are disappearing, the insects are disappearing, the birds are disappearing, and many species are disappearing. And it's not like humanity just can say, okay, we can survive without bees or something. They're pollinating. The insects are pollinating our plants. So they are at the beginning of the food chain. If they disappear, our food will disappear. So it's all interconnected and it's quite dramatic. And the outlook is, as it is. This is, by the way, pictures from Germany last year. So this is the mice field, which is under drought, forest fire near Berlin. This is the River Rhine, which is the biggest river and normally full of water, and the barges are going there. It was empty. And this is Florida with 20 meters seawater level rise. So these are all the signals in drama. And Baba has told us beforehand, long time ago, time will come, destruction, the signs of destruction will become more visible. And one part of the signs and the signals is also the destruction by nature, the forces by nature. And we can see how here and there this is already starting, and the signals are all over. Baba also says the number of conflicts will increase. There will be rain where there was drought, and where there was always rain, there will be drought, so there will be dryness. And of course, also one of the big signals is that our daddies are leaving us. And if we look, Baba is now coming in a video, and Daddy Gulzar has left us, Daddy Janki has gone, Daddy Kumaka has gone. I think the last daddy is Daddy Ratan Mohini, which is with us. So from the original, and this is also a sign of the time, that the time are now coming. And here in Madhuban, the Brahmins discuss also about this, and they say this is the last chapter of Brahma Kumaris, which has started now. Last chapter means destruction becomes obvious and our angelic form is being revealed. So we are right now in this transformation. And now, of course, for us Brahmins, it's important to visualize such a time, to forecast this time. Of course, we're listening in the Muli, but to really practically visualize and experience it, and think what is our stage and what's important. And interestingly, one couple was asking Gentil Ben last year, because they are becoming now pensioners and they have a little bit less money. So they asked, what should we do? Because they pay a lot of rent. And Gentil Ben said, consolidate and keep things simple. So consolidate your life and keep things simple. And concentrate on your spiritual dana, on your spiritual effort. Baba many times says, there is time when you can do yoga, you will be not disturbed. The centers are functioning, the credit card is working, you can come to Madhuban. Of course, Corona was already a big signal also, where all this suddenly was questioned. Suddenly you couldn't go out, suddenly you couldn't travel to India, suddenly you could do this and that. But right now, life is pretty normal, more or less, in most of the places of the world still. But if we look careful, we see the number of conflicts is rising also. We have Ukraine war, we have now the Gaza conflict, and now yesterday America bombed 84 sites in the Middle East because of the Houthi, which are shooting some ships. So it is going on, and it is increasing, this number of conflicts. And there's so many potential tensions, powder kegs in the world, which anytime China and Taiwan, India, Pakistan, so many areas are there where there's a lot of tension. And Baba has told us this time will come when the world will shake, and then it will be not so easy to do your spiritual dharana, because then atmosphere will be very disturbed. So right now there are the signals and we have the time, and for us time is of course to do our spiritual dharana. And Baba yesterday gave four signals, four most important things. What did he say? He says, have faith in the self, drama, Baba, and the family. Self is a little bit difficult. Drama, okay. God, Baba, okay. Family, very difficult sometimes. But Baba said it, has faith in all of them. All is perfect. So very nice. Baba clarified all that. So despite all these signals which are there, we have to be very optimistic, because this is our time. And Baba said, victory for the hunter and death for the prey. And here we have two animals which are extremely optimistic. You have little monkey, and he's absolutely confident that he can catch big fat elephant, and big fat elephant is already in the middle of the air, and he thinks little monkey can catch him. And this is us, we Brahmins. We're on the pathway to become angels. We have yet not died, we're yet not angel, but we're also not normal humans any longer, because we're detaching from the world. So we are mid-air, flying, and we have fate that Baba is there and catching us. Huh? So we have to be very optimistic. Now let's come a little bit, what can we do practically to transform or heal this planet Earth? And Brahmins are doing a lot of activities. We have an environmental initiative, which we founded more than 15 years ago, when we started service at the UN Climate Conference in Copenhagen. And there we have a very good webpage, ecobrahmakumaris.org. You'll find a lot of information, guidelines for the centers, interviews, resource material, also for the end of the time, for retreat places, lists of stocks, candles, petrol, lighters, generators, water, food, whatever you should store. Everything is on this webpage. It's very comprehensive. And we go with the Environment Initiative to Climate Conference, and we try to inspire people to change on the inside, to become a dreamer, a visionary, a change maker, and so on. And we have also 10 ways for transformation. All this you will find on the webpage, and you can also become a member of the initiative. And then Sonia from Copenhagen, she's our manager, she will send you every 2 months a newsletter. Who's part of this? Who's getting the newsletter? Anybody? Okay. 2, 3, 4. Yeah. So very informative newsletter, what is going on around the world in terms of climate conferences, etc. We're not only at the climate conference, we are also at all major UN conferences. Meanwhile, it started with UNESCO 30 years ago, but now we are at UNFCCC, United Nations for Climate Change, but we are at UNEP, we're United Nations for Water, for the Ocean Conference, and Food Systems, and Convention to Fight Desertification. And all these different areas have conferences. Some of them are big. The biggest is the UN Conference on Climate. And this was our team in Dubai. Very happy chaps. You see Sister Jenti and Maureen. They are our flying angels. Jenti is the head of the Environment Initiative. And every climate conference we assemble, this was in Dubai, and their Sister Jyotika, we come there, and we had this time more than 60 programs. So we do service there and try to raise the awareness among people for change, for transformation. And of course we do meditations also. For the first time at this climate conference, there was a faith pavilion. We had 60 programs. We had a studio. We made live interviews with 2 scientists, and it's called Care, Share and Inspire. And Brahma Kumar's Environment has a YouTube channel, and you can see these interviews. These were very meaningful conversations with scientists, with Jenti Ben. I was mostly moderator, or Sonia was the moderator. And we asked all these questions. What's the state of the earth? How can meditation help? How is the changes on the climate? And how is this connected to karma of the past? All these very deep questions and deep conversation. And you can see it all on our YouTube channel, also Brahma Kumar's Environment YouTube channel. And of course, we advocate the 5 R's, rethink, reuse, reduce, recycle, and refuse. Rethink before you buy, reuse as much as possible, reduce your consumption, recycle, and refuse. I think we Brahmins, we are anyhow already following more or less this 5 R's, because we are trained to live simple. We stopped overconsumption. I mean, sometimes when a new mobile comes out, we get a bit carried away and need the latest version with all features. But usually, we're quite detached nowadays from this world. And actually, yes? Well, this COP, for the first time, it was acknowledged that fossil fuels are responsible for climate change. Imagine, this is the climate conference number 28. And so far, the fossil fuel industry successfully torpedoed all efforts to stop the emissions and fossil fuel industry. So for the first time, this time, in the text it was mentioned, fossil fuels are responsible for carbon emissions, responsible for the greenhouse gas, CO2, and responsible for temperature rise and climate change. And fossil fuels should be phased out. But that was all. There was no clear indicator when or what or why. First time also at this conference, the food and agriculture sector was mentioned. Food production is responsible to a very great extent for climate change, also because meat production and deforestation go hand in hand in the Amazon. They cut the Amazon for the cattle, and cattle release a lot of methane gas when they poop. And methane gas is also a very powerful gas. Actually, it's 30 times more powerful than CO2 as a greenhouse gas. It traps the heat more powerful methane. So food system was mentioned, and first time also about health. That public health now in many countries of the world is in jeopardy because of the heat. Last year in Europe, it is estimated 50,000 people died because of air pollution and heat waves. 50,000 people, can you imagine? Because of air pollution and heat waves. This is the I read in a study. So it's quite significant now how climate change already is affecting the lifespan of people. And here in India, you know, New Delhi is the city with the highest air pollution. It's like a gas chamber if you go there. And they say 80% of the people have chronic bronchitis, and lifespan is reduced by 5 to 8 years if you live in New Delhi. Yeah, average lifespan, 5 to 8 years. This is the situation already in many places of the world, that climate change already is affecting livelihood of the people, income of the people. Many farmers have to migrate in many areas in Africa. Africa is responsible for 3% of carbon emissions, but is suffering most right now under the change of climate change. And in the Sahel region, many areas already, there's such a big drought that the farmers have to migrate. They have to leave. There's no more food, you know. And in many areas now, in Eritrea also, there's no more rain. In so many areas, it's already catastrophic. And people go because there's no more food. And these are the refugees. So this time, all these things were addressed for the first time. And it was also for the first time that there was a faith pavilion. Officially a pavilion, big building, only for faith leaders. And the Pope was supposed to inaugurate it, but he got sick. He couldn't come. But many imams were there. Brahma Kumaris was there. And we made 15 programs in the faith pavilion. Because 80% of the people in the world are belonging to one or the other faith religion. So slowly science and politics, they realize we have to take the spiritual people or the faith people into the consideration, into the negotiation process, because they have such an impact. So all this was going on. And of course, at the climate conference every year, more people are getting anxiety, more people getting frustrated, and more people get worried because the news are really catastrophic. If you're at the climate conference and you are participating in some of the presentation, how fast the ice is melting, how fast the soil is being eroded, how many forests are disappearing, you know, wherever you hear, wherever you look, the planet is dying. It's quite frustrating. If you're not a bikkhu, it's very tough. And there's a new term, it's called climate anxiety. And a lot of young people, they don't see any future. And I met a sister, she's a psychologist in Oxford, and she says she has so many young students in her clinic now, and they come, I don't want children, I don't want to get married, I don't know why I'm studying, because I don't have future. So now, how BKs respond to that? This is a very interesting question. How do we respond to that? Think about it. If you're there, you cannot say, yeah, destruction is happening, we're all going to die, and golden age will come, and if you're a good person, you will be reborn. You know, that's not a good answer. I can tell you. So you have to be a bit diplomatic, and you need a good stage, and you have to touch the heart of the people. So you need strength, inner strength, inner love, inner compassion. You need these qualities within you to project them to the other people. Because with words, you cannot say too much. You know, you have to heal the person and you have to project power, love, compassion, and the divine umbrella of God. And if they are touched, slowly you can talk, you can make meditation with them. Then they make experience, then things get better. Then they come out of that, if they have an experience of power. So this is a bit our role at the climate conference. And so it's very interesting. And every year, this is slowly increasing, and our stage slowly getting better, and they recognize Brahma Kumaris, because we're since 15 years there consistently. So, we have a lot to say at the conference. It's a big circus. This time, 85,000 delegates, 5,000 people from the press, thousands of scientists, thousands of organizations, everybody was there. Everybody was there. Every politician, every media person, celebrities, they all come to the climate conference. And we are in the middle of it, so it's big fun. So, we also advocate vegetarian or plant-based diet. Who is vegan here? Hands up, anybody vegan? Okay, 1, 2, 3, you are the gold medalist, sisters, vegan. Very good. This has the lowest carbon footprint, as you can see. So we have a lot of activities also. We promote plastic-free institution, tree plantation, travel compensation, guidelines for the centers, and newsletters. This is part of our environment initiative. So avoid plastic, tree plantation. This is here our tree plantation program. And we have an app and Kalptaru. And we have planted 2 million trees in India. So you can plant a tree, take a photo, upload it on the app, and you get 1 point. And you are a tree planter. So we've planted 2 million trees in India. It's quite a good project. So Brahma Kumaris is also very practical in many areas. We're also doing a lot of activities since 30 years in renewable energies. And we do research on photovoltaic, solar steam cooking, water recycling, hot water, passive architecture, solar thermal and energy efficiency. This is backside of Gyan Sarovar. And we are having now 500, we are installing right now a new solar cooker. If you have time, you go once up in kitchen, go on the rooftop. We are building a new structure and we are putting new solar cooking system there. Once this is installed, Gyan Sarovar in daytime will be running completely on solar power. Maybe nighttime also. If sun shines, maybe we can run Gyan Sarovar. Rainy season, little bit problem. But if the sun shines, we will be able to run Gyan Sarovar day and night. This is our aim. And we have totally 500 systems in India. Many centers have solar systems now. Many centers go environmental friendly. And so we started 30 years ago, and now many, many centers in India are adopting solar. And I also spoke to our UK family, and they're also planning now to do in Global House. Global Corporation House also a solar system, and maybe later also in Oxford. We also, so solar has become very cheap. The price has crashed, so it's become very cheap. And Baba has given the blessing, there will be darkness outside and you will have light inside the yagya. So Baba has given that blessing. So we are preparing from solar department for that moment when outside there will be too much jamela and power will be coming and sometimes not coming. We also promote solar cooking box. That is something you can do. And you can cook with it. You can buy it locally. And when the sun shines, you can cook with it. We also distributed more than 30,000 lanterns. And this lantern is very versatile in India. 50,000 villages without electric connection. So this is very nice. Having a solar lantern, very cheap. And it runs quite a long time. Here's some pictures about India One. India One is a 1 megawatt solar power station with storage. And we started the project. So here you see a drone shot from India One. It's quite a big project. And I'm showing all this project because it's also part of our thoughts and consciousness. You need inner strength and dedication to execute these projects in India, you can imagine. This is the biggest single project of the Brahma Kumaris in India, foreign funding, German funding, Indian funding. 10 years, it took 10 years, lots of complications. I died many times. I lost a lot of hair. Each dish is one bundle of hairs, 770 dishes. So you can imagine. Here, with a new project we're doing is waste management. And this picture is latest project, and we're trying to collect the waste now, because that's a big problem, as you all know, in India. And we're collecting all the waste, segregate it, put it into a biogas plant, and we get biogas and can run a generator, or we can drive vehicles. And this picture is the situation right now. So the building is almost ready. This is in Shantivan at India One. Just next is a small plot. And within 2 months, we'll have an inauguration of a new biogas plant, a prototype plant, and is designed by a German brother, Klaus Peter, who is since 40 years in biogas plants. And this will be the most modern and advanced biogas plant in India, at Brahma Kumaris. So we have seen a lot of clean technologies there. Funds are available. And it's also the need of the time to change, but it's not happening. You know, if you are at the UN conferences and you see the predictions of the scientists, there's carbon emissions going up every year. Power plants. If you look up the plans of the government, for the next 10 years, China will build more coal-based power plant. India wants to build more coal-based power plant. Everybody wants to build more coal-based power plant. And all the oil countries, they want to sell more oil for the next years. So the projection for the future is that we are reaching 3 degrees because emissions are going up for the next years. Because money has been already invested. No? So what stops us? So the spirituality is the missing link, because we're looking for the solution for the climate crisis on the outside. The soul on the inside has lost strength and purity. It's not able to do actually what is needed. And this is one of the big questions also at the climate conference, why people are not doing what we understand. What stops us? So our inner world and the outer world are interconnected. And now I come to the power of our thoughts. Baba many times speaks about our Mansa Seva. I think yesterday in the Murli also he spoke about Mansa Seva, the power of your thoughts. And when you think on something, you bring a change to that particular area where you focus your thoughts on. How is that possible? So in science, there are a lot of experiments in quantum physics, but mind matter also. There have been done hundreds of experiments. One very famous experiment is the double slit experiment. And science wanted to find out what's the find out what's the nature of light. Is nature a particle or is nature... Is light a particle or is light a wave? What do you think? Who thinks light is a particle? And who thinks light is a wave? Okay, majority thinks light is a wave. So it can be both. And science got very confused, because sometimes they got the result of a particle and sometimes they got result of a wave. And then they found out it depends on the observer. If you observe the experiment, light behaves like a particle. You freeze the particle. If you don't observe, light can be considered as a wave. So the observer has an influence in the outcome of physical experiments. And this was already done in the 1920s, and Einstein had a big problem accepting this experiment. And later he said, this was my biggest mistake I made in my scientific career, that I didn't agree to this experiment in the beginning. Basically, it says our thoughts and our visions to create reality. Our thoughts and our visions create reality. You know, there's so many experiments, mind matter, have been done over the years. And one very famous experiment is by Ellen Langer. She is a professor at Harvard and one of the founders of positive psychology, studies of illusion control and so on. And she did a crossword experiment with 25 students. So she gave a crossword puzzle to 50 students. And 25 had a positive solutions. Just give me some positive words. Positive emotions or words? Peace? Huh? Happy, peace, happy, strength, success, enthusiasm, full bank account, success. Okay, very good. So this 25 had positive solution. 25 had bad solutions, very bad. Tell me some bad things. Huh? Worry? Stress? Diarrhea? Very bad. Hair loss? Wrinkles in the face? So, aging, you know, anxiety. So 25. Then, after 2 hours, she sent the students all in the next building. But she didn't tell them, she put a camera and they had to go up on the third floor. So the students with the positive solutions, crossword, they all walked da 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 da. And when the stairs came, bum 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 bum, they all went up. And happily they went in this room. The students with a bad crossword puzzle, you know, 2 hours they had to think on bad words. They walked very slow. And when the stairs came, they walked up like old people. You know, like old people. They took double the time of the people with the positive. Can you imagine double the time? Then, so this shows basically how powerful are your thoughts. You think positive, you're energetic. And that's what Baba yesterday said in the Muli, having faith. Because that's a conscious effort of your thoughts. You know, in the beginning you don't have faith and you say, I have faith, I will be successful. Yakya, okay, Brahmin family, I know so many stupid BKs, so many culprits in Brahma Kumaris, no problem, they're all good, they will be all success, everything will become good. You know? Drama, I know so much messy situations, it will become good. You effortlessly turn your thoughts and effortlessly start thinking positive thoughts and you have the faith that this will be the truth. And by that, you are switching reality, you influence reality. You really are influencing reality by your thoughts. So this crossword puzzle, very powerful effect. Just think about it, how much you think, have faith in yourself. You know, when you get up, I will be successful, I will be an angel, I will fly high, today will be my day. Or you think, my Amrit Vela was not so good. And I drank too much chai. There's sugar inside, it's not healthy. Causes wrinkles in the face. And all these kind of thoughts. Yeah, I should speak slower. Yes. Yeah, you can give signal like that. I understand. So many informations. So, crossword puzzle, very important. She did also an experiment with old people. She put 50 people and examined them. 20 old people and who were 80 years old. She examined them and then she put them in two houses. 10 people in house A, 10 people in house B. House A was equipped in the style of the 60s. And they had to eat the food of the 60s. They had to talk about the 1960s. The newspaper was of the 1960s and the television was of the 60s. House B, or it is reverse, house B was normal. You know, it was like a normal house, modern newspapers, modern television and so on. After 1 week, she examined the people again. So the people who were living in the house designed in the 1960s, their health situation has improved dramatically. Because they were talking of things 40 years ago and they were eating food of 40 years ago. They had to dress in the dress code of the 1960s. The newspapers were of the 1960s. So they were connecting to the time when they were young. And all their chronic diseases disappeared. Blood pressure, sugar, heart disease. And some of these people said, why I am in an old age house? I want to go out and travel the world, you know. So that was the result. So what you think, you become. And Leonardo da Vinci said, everything connects to everything. So we are connected all the time and our thoughts create reality. We create destruction and we create the new world also. We have an incredible potential. What we see, we shape all the time. And as we see ourselves, our own situation, we consider ourselves a victim or a positive actor. We shape also our own destiny. We shape also our own number in the Yajna. I'm a victorious jewel, I'm an elephant rider, a Maharati, I'm a horse rider, or I'm a foot soldier. How we see ourselves, that reality we create. So, start thinking unlimited about yourself. We have a very nice project called Sustainable Yogic Farming, and we give positive love and compassion to the seeds and teach the meditation to farmers. And here we have the carrots, and you see the yogi carrots are the biggest and the most tasty. And here you see also about the wheat, and you see the wheat with meditation is the biggest. So we influence all the time through our thoughts the physical reality about us. So now, how to heal yourself and heal the world? That's the big issue. And Baba says yoga, meditation. Because in meditation, you allow the light of Baba to come and you start slowly, slowly healing yourself, get free of the old karma of the past, and you transform your thoughts, your emotions, your feelings, and you upgrade your visualization for the future. But all this is connected to the karma of the past. And that makes it so tricky. Because the mind has been trained many, many births. I'm like this, and the world is like this, and I'm a small, powerless person. And we have trained like this and created that sanskara. That is the karma and sits energetically also in our vibration, in our light body, in our angelic body. So in meditation, what we have to do is we have to allow the light to come and get away the shadows out of our aura, the shadows of weakness, the shadows of doubt about the self or about the family. And we have to really consciously turn our thought process. From today on, we should not think any more weak about ourselves. We should not see ourselves as a victim of circumstances. We should be a Maharati, a doer, an actor. We should free ourselves of the influence of the past. And Dadi Janki once gave a very nice explanation about the three signs of karma. You want to do something and it does not happen. That's the first sign. I think you experience that sometimes. You want to do something, it does not happen. No, you want to become rich. I always wanted to become a famous singer when I was young. And I was singing, and my mom came and says, shut up and stop. So my career of being a famous opera singer took a dramatic turn on the other side. So karma. Karma was there. Suddenly something happens to you. I have an accident. You get sick. The famous Gyan Sarovar diarrhea catches up with you and you get sick. Or you're suffering from interaction with relatives or friends. This Dadi Janki told 30 years ago, I never forgot it. Three signs of karma. And once we are in that mindset, it is very difficult because we see what we want to see. I want to do an experiment with you and let me see it is working. It is, I hope it will work. Let me see. Ta-ta, ta-ta, ta-ta. This is now something very new I'm trying. So this is an experiment and I like with you to watch. This is a little movie clip and there will be three people in white and three people in black and they play baseball. And you count how many times the white team throws the ball to the other team. Oh no, the black team. It's written there. But don't say anything and then I will ask you a question. Now let's see it works. Ja, du zählst, wie oft sie den Ball schmeißen. It's the monkey business illusion. So, the white ball, you count it. Be careful. You see the white ones and the black ones. Count. it's not so easy. Count. Don't say anything. So, I want to ask, how many passes did the team do? Who counted it? 15? 16? 16? Huh? 16? Okay. How many? Okay. But the big question is now, who has seen the black monkey? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, half of you have seen the black monkey. Half have not seen the black monkey. Who has seen that the curtain changes the color? 1, 2. Here we are. Half of you have not seen the black monkey. Now look for the black monkey. 16 passes is correct. Did you spot the gorilla? Now look. Half missed the gorilla. Now look. If you knew the gorilla, okay, now see. Rewind, we see it again. Now you watch it. See, red curtain? There's a gorilla. You see it? And now... And most people. So, what happens with this experiment? We see what we want to see. And even there's something unusual, we don't see it. And that's how our mind functions. And Baba gives us the Gyan to break that perception of the last 63 births, where we have seen the world in such a particular way, because our mind sees the world as it is based on the past. And if you look all the time, I see only the size of my thumb. This is what my eye actually sees and can process. And the rest of the picture, what I see, the brain makes it up, because I don't have more capacity. And the rest the brains makes up. So when we focus on how many passes there are, we completely ignore anything else. And that's why we see the world as it is right now. And Baba gives us Gyan to open up and see the unlimited. And now you understand how your brain functions. So you have to understand that you're dealing here with a lot of mechanisms, also psychology and perception. And Baba gives us the Gyan, you are a soul, you're not the body. But so many times we see only the body, the body, the body. And Baba says, see the soul, see the soul, see the soul, see the soul. So every day it's like a battle. And we have to crack it, that behavior pattern, that we see things in a particular way and stick to it. And this is very powerful. And this is connected to the karma of the past. So I just wanted to share you, so you see how powerful actually is your mind and your perception. Okay, so what we have to do is think loving and positive on yourself, think positive on others, think positive on the world. And we have a project called Yogis for Future, where we give 150 meditation commentaries. It's a new platform, it's an app, it's web-based. And there you can download 5 minutes meditations on the self. All our seniors are there, Genti Ben and so on. It's a very nice platform. So what we have to do is we have to imagine our perfect world. And Albert Einstein says imagination is more important than knowledge. Because if you imagine, you embrace the world and you will understand everything. So our world is most important to understand and to visualize love. Love yourself, love others, love the world, And then when love is there, and you love yourself, you love the family, you love others, you love the role which you have, peace, harmony, beauty, perfection, purity, everything else comes. So as usual, I'm a bit late. Thank you very much. And here's our different web pages. EchoBrahmaKumaris.org, YogisForFuture.org, on SolarBrahmaKumaris.com. And you will find all sorts of information there. And I like to do a meditation with you. And I hope we can have some soft English music and maybe some red light. And I did a... Yes, it's working. Yes, 6 o'clock. Yes! Yeah, so... So let us have a meditation. Can we have some nice light, please? And some soft music. Om Shanti. So I've heard a lot today how my mind functions. My thoughts create reality. I'm concentrating now in the middle of my forehead. That is where I am. I am a soul, a being of light. This is my true nature. I'm sending light to my past. I'm resolving my old karma. I allow the light to come within my light body. All my chakras, they open up. The light passes through me. I am light. I am love. I'm visualizing this world with all its problems. I'm sending love and light to all the conflicts, to all the souls which are suffering in this world. I send them healing power. Visualizing matter, nature, the ocean, the forests, the earth, the wind. They all follow my command. I send them love. I send them purity. I visualize a beautiful world in front of me. Sat Yuga. A world of beauty, perfection. This is my future. This is where I will be. Love and light. Sending love and light to the whole universe. To the whole physical reality around me. This love and light changes everything. I am the creator of my own destiny. I am a master. I am an angel. And light shines in all directions. I am powerful. I am pure. I have faith in Brahma, faith in Baba, faith in the self, and faith in the family. Perfection. Slowly, I'm coming back and keep these feelings and emotions with me. This is my protection. Thank you, Baba. Om Shanti.